I just got a text about building material shortages. I'll read it to you to sort of set the scene for our next interview. So it says, "Hi, Jesse, we're doing a renovation at the moment and we need to wait until early next year." What are we, in August? That's pretty rough. "We have to wait until early next year for timber weatherboards. There's a 6-month wait, which raises issues with the building wrap being exposed for too long to meet compliance. Everyone is needing to do amendments to their building permits right now so they can change to another cladding system." And that's just one story. The rising costs of building materials and the scarcity is worsening our housing crisis, and the government is now considering limiting timber exports so that it stays here in New Zealand so that we can keep the supply local. A couple of months ago, we talked to the CEO of independent timber company Red Stag, Marty Verry, about the timber shortage, and he joins me again today with his thoughts on this latest news. Hi, Marty.
Hi, Jesse. How are you going?
Good, thank you, and thanks for your time. Did that text surprise you, by the way? A 6-month wait for weatherboards and problems with what happens in the meantime?
Oh, like you said, Jesse, we're hearing that across the building products range. Right from toilets, basins, tapware, hardware, structural timber, flooring timber, plywood, it's just tight. The whole sector is just stretched right now, and it's not being helped by logistics costs and, you know, trouble getting containers into the country and out of the country. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, the difference with some of that stuff is you can get it from overseas, right? It comes from overseas, so that's a logistics issue. But with timber, we actually make it here in New Zealand. We harvest it here in New Zealand. And so I guess people are looking at some boats which are leaving, ships which are leaving New Zealand, and thinking, well, if we've got a shortage here, why is it going to China?
Mm-hmm. What goes to China is typically the stuff that's not used here. It's like the lower value, you know, product that goes into formwork to sort of support concrete and foundations of buildings. That sort of product, plus some furniture grade product that we don't make here. So there's no structural timber that I'm aware of going up into China. So certainly China's not attracting it. There is some into Australia and the Pacific Islands that we send. Long term customers up there. Obviously the Pacific Islands relies on New Zealand supply as well. They have cyclones, they lose their homes. You got to replace the homes. They rely on it more than, you know, the guy at Te Apo needing an extension on his batch. you can't just turn those customers off, especially a company the size, you know, with a mill the size of Red Stag. You need, you know, international markets when the New Zealand cycles back down again.
So I take it you're not that keen on this idea of a government intervention that would stop companies like yours exporting, so that you were forced, in effect, to serve the struggling domestic market.
Oh, there's a few points there. We've already pulled back, you know, everything we can, and put a lot more back into the New Zealand market. The other point on that is I just don't see it being legally feasibly workable. And I have checked with the Minister Poto Williams's office and the bureaucracy in Wellington today, and she's saying she's been misquoted on that intention. So I think the big effort in thinking in Wellington is how to get more processing out of the New Zealand sawmills, and that is happening. You know, Red Stag's really increased its supply domestically in the last 3-4 months since this, you know, matter, since we last spoke, you know, late March when this issue first arose.
What have you done?
We've pulled back a lot of volume from Australia. We've put on additional shifts. We have tweaked our plant and machinery as much as possible to get more volume out of it. Beyond this point, you know, we're needing, you know, big tranches of capital, which we have committed to get more volume, but that takes a year or two or three to come on stream on any large volume. So, yeah, we're really sort of stretching across, you know, doing everything we can to get more into the market now to support the New Zealand market. But, like I say, it is actually a global thing. I was stuck in Australia for a couple of weeks, and I managed to go and talk to quite a few people in the sector there, and they're a lot worse than New Zealand in terms of structural timber, because they rely on imports from New Zealand and Europe, and the European supply is getting picked off by the Americans. So, you know, so it's kind of a global thing right now. but it's also it's across all building materials.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I guess it's tempting for New Zealanders to throw their hands up and say, oh, poor old New Zealand, we've got a timber shortage. Wish we were somewhere else. But you reckon it's an international issue?
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's worse in Australia. They're desperate, absolutely desperate. So it's not so bad here. We're starting to see some signs of it sort of equalising out. It happens, but in winter as well, when there's a lot of rain, people can't start the buildings as easily and therefore don't need the framing, you know, as much in winter. So I think the industry is catching up between what we and other sawmills have done. And, you know, obviously the launching of the new Red Stag cross-laminated timber factory in Rotorua has brought in capacity for a slightly different product. If designers and developers want to start using a slightly different product where there is supply and capacity available right now, then they can use CLT, the cross-laminated timber.
Yeah, we talked about that last time, I think. Yeah. Old habits die hard when it comes to designers and builders, though, eh?
Yeah, certainly. Although, you know, when you look at the big guys who are looking at, you know, the building for climate change regulation coming in, you know, in a couple of years' time, you're going to have to be limiting the amount of carbon dioxide, you know, produced by the materials that you use in buildings. So it's a good time, actually, to start thinking about how to use these new mass timber, cross-laminated timber CLT products, because it's going to come through in regulation shortly anyway to start stomping out that huge hunk of New Zealand's global greenhouse gas emissions that are caused by the materials that are used in buildings, you know, mainly steel and concrete. So, you know, it's coming anyway. Good time for the bigger developers, Kāinga Ora, to really start embracing alternative products when there's a shortage of the framing timber around.
Is this your biggest issue at the moment, Marty, the shortage of timber? Well, it's different for you because you're actually creating the timber, but what are the biggest issues for you at the moment?
It's putting stress, you know, on the supply chain, or that, you know, people are respecting the fact that we've responded and, you know, everyone's trying to keep up as best one can. And they do now understand that it simply is a global thing. What is happening in New Zealand is happening around the world, you know, and we've actually got it relatively good. It's just that it doesn't feel that way for those people who've got these delays. Like I said, you know, we've changed. We are supplying a lot of the Mitre 10s, the ITNs now, as well as placemakers, and independents are getting reasonable supply now. We're sort of keeping them going, and the hope that in the next year or so the whole supply demand balance starts to equalise again, and we can get back to normal trading conditions.
Yeah. By the way, you've talked about some of the differences or some of the changes you've made since March when we first talked about this timber shortage. I think you were calling on your competitors, your biggest competitor, to do similar things in terms of their mills. Have they?
Well, back then they kind of got caught not getting this Kawerau mill up to speed. I think it is now up to speed, and they're also committing to, you know, to more capital investment over the next year or two to try to get more out of it. Like I said before, it just takes time to get the stuff on order, get it into the country. I mean, one of the things that we're trying to bottleneck here at Red Stag at the moment is this planer mill, which makes the wood smooth before we send it out to the market. And we're trying to get these technicians into the country through the MIQ allocation. And depending on how that goes, it could affect whether or not we can turn on more volume and actually have redundancy in our mill if the other planer mill goes down. So there's a few things the government can do, starting with making sure we get the people into the country we need to bring in the next couple of weeks.
All right, and what's the prognosis for the next sort of 6 months, and what have you got to say to people who are currently mid-build or mid-reno and facing these sorts of problems?
Typically, what we're seeing is those who plan a long time in advance with their merchant and book it in are getting committed to by the merchants, especially if they're reasonable customers, don't have bad track record in history. At a builder level. Alternatively, if you haven't designed yet, design using cross-laminated timber, because that's where the availability is right now in the country, and If you didn't have to start a house this year and you could put it off till next year, then put off what you can until next year when it'll hopefully smooth itself out. And we think sort of between this winter there'll be a catch up. Next summer might not be as bad as it was, 6 months ago, and then the following winter there'll be a catch up again. So I think it will slowly work its way through. But there's not many solutions out there at the moment. We've tweaked what we can.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
No trouble, Jesse. All the best.